The situation is grim. There is no power. There's almost complete destruction of homes and buildings on the island. The roads are not passable, and in many instances they cut off because of the large quantity of debris strewn all over the streets, and obviously the danger posed by downed power lines. Minister Andrews has tentatively reported at least 2 deaths as a result. The possibility that there may be more fatalities remains a grim reality, as movement is still highly restricted because of the fact that the gas stations are also completely destroyed.